Noblesville Republican Senator Luke Kenley was one of the architects of the $31 billion budget that Governor Mike Pence recently signed into law. As he was reviewing requests from the state's colleges for more than $761 million in capital projects, there was a phone call. The call came from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which in recent years has invested millions of dollars to boost community college graduation rates.
They gave me a courtesy call before the end of the session to say that Ivy Tech, if not the lowest in the country, is near the bottom, and that also gave me pause.
According to the Indiana Commission for Higher Education, less than a third of Ivy Tech community college students complete a degree within 6 years. Kenley says even more alarming is its declining enrollment, down 25% in the last 3 years. In response, lawmakers denied funding requests for two new buildings in Evansville and Muncie. Currently, Ivy Tech operates more than 80 campus buildings.
How many facilities do you need? And we had just pretty well blanketed the state now.
Kenley says the state needs to take a time out on Ivy Tech projects. But after 10 years of waiting, administrators at Ivy Tech's Muncie campus say their time has come.
From an educational learning environment, from a presentation standpoint, from a quality of learning space standpoint, the Cowan Road campus is just in dramatic, almost desperate need of repair.
Andy Bound is the chancellor for Ivy Tech's East Central and Richmond regions, which includes the Muncie campus, whose $25 million request lawmakers denied. The funding would have gone toward renovating the campus's nearly 40-year-old buildings and constructing a new technology lab.
So, this is the space.
On a tour of the Cowan Road campus in Muncie, Bound walks through the existing technology lab. The room is crammed with new and old robotics. Here, students learn how to operate manual and computer-controlled manufacturing equipment. The school is about to spend $1.2 million to buy updated machines, but Bound says that's the minimum they needed. He says the proposed 20,000-square-foot technology lab could offer Ivy Tech students the ability to simulate a real factory.
It's not just about the equipment that they run or the equipment that they program, but it's how you link it together, how you plan out from a production flow standpoint.
The $30 million project did have support from the Indiana Commission for Higher Education, but the East Central region has struggled in recent years with completion. The number of graduates fell by nearly 300 from 2014 to 2015. Still, the college has taken several new approaches to reverse that trend. Students can now take both remedial courses in math and English and required classes at the same time. They've also created an advising system that includes student performance monitoring. Bound says these changes have put East Central campuses at the top of Ivy Tech's regions for student retention. Statewide, Ivy Tech is aiming to boost its completion numbers with a new tuition freeze. Starting this fall, students who enroll continuously from term to term or those with 30 or more hours over the next two semesters will be eligible.
I think this is part of the evolution and development of a community college system in our state.
That's Indiana Commissioner for Higher Education Teresa Lubbers. In addition to denying Ivy Tech funding for new buildings, the budget authorized the commission to restructure or eliminate programs that have low graduation rates.
I think the most important thing that we can do right now is figure out where our gaps in performance and where our success points are, and then build strategies.
Funding for the Muncie site and other Ivy Tech locations isn't gone for good. Senator Kenley says pending the outcome of improvement efforts and the Commission for Higher Ed's review, those dollars could be available in the future. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Payne Horning.